Okay, so for those of you who don't know what you're about to hear, I'll try to keep this brief, at least around 7, 8 minutes. This is what not to do when texting a woman, okay? So for those of you not in the loop about what not to do when texting a woman, you don't send her the D pic. That's number one rule. Please don't do that. At least not unsolicited. She's eventually gonna ask for it, I guess. But you can't say that she asked for it. Ooh, I thought that you were giving me signals. You know, don't do that. No, thank you. Number two, don't be un I can't believe that I have to say this. Don't be unbelievably creepy, you know, don't stalk her, or for that matter, is and for that matter, don't be unbelievably like. Stop acting like her dad, you know. Okay, another thing. Let's say hypothetically, you have a friend. She's female, gender, and she's not like, you know, female, and she doesn't know that she's female. She actually has a solid grasp on the gender thing. Anyway, let's say that you have valid feelings for her, so you believe. Please don't say that you have valid feelings for her after only, you know, meeting her one time. There was a guy who was trapped in an elevator over an hour, that I was watching a YouTube video on. He was trapped in an elevator, rather, for over an hour with this girl. And then the minute that he gets her number, he goes ahead and afterwards he texts her and lets her know how fucking hot she was in the elevator. Oh my God, those pants look so good on you. Oh my God, they filled out your body so well. You know, don't be that guy, okay? Don't be the guy who's doing shit like that. Hypothetically, though, let's say that you have a friend, as I was stating before. Like I said, I'll try to keep this 5 minutes, maybe. You have a friend who is in a relationship with someone. Do you want to know how you would be able to score with her? And I mean score, not as in sleep with, but I mean score as in, like, maybe keep her a close friend, and odds are, maybe, probably, you know, fingers crossed for you, buddy, that her relationship doesn't work out, and maybe she, God forbid, she needs a friend or a companion, and you could be that person to, for her to talk to whenever things go awry, because let's face it, women are very fragile creatures whenever it comes to emotions or whatever else. And you don't need me to tell you that. But anyway, here's how you do it, okay? Respect her boundaries. Like, I hate to be the feminist cop here, but yeah, respect her boundaries. Don't exactly play it off like you're like guys who don't know how to talk to girls need to listen to this episode, because I've seen it way too many times, including the guy who was stuck in an elevator with a girl. I was watching a YouTube video on it. We're not going to be discussing that. We're going to be discussing other things, but in retrospect, you know, don't be the guy who was stuck in an elevator with a girl for an hour because I guess the power went out or whatever, and you know, text her later and be like, yeah, but we were stuck in there for an hour and I didn't raw dog you while we were stuck in there, but I could have, you know, like, oh, don't do that. You know, I'm sorry that it turned into Hank Hill for a second there. I went, gah.
This is a natural disposition of women, said Don Quixote. They disdain those who love them and love those who disdain them. But go on with your story, Sancho.
saying, bros before hoes, for two reasons. One, if I was to get a girlfriend, I would make sure that I put her first and above everyone else. And two, to refing to girls as hoes is so derogative, and they don't deserve this, as they are all beautiful and should be told that each day.
But dispute these girls, don't pick me because nice guys finish late.
Dear girls, dressing immodestly is like rolling around in manure. Yes, you'll get attention, but mostly from pigs. Sincerely, real men. Because real men only make farm animal analogy.
Guess nice guys always finish last is a true statement.
But you're like really fucking mean. You are justified to be feeling the way that you do. I recognize that. I recognize that my actions may have been misleading, and I'm sorry that I've mistakenly led you on. Please also understand that as unfair as it seems, people have the freedom to change their mind. I feel it would be unfair to both of us to continue hanging out, as I can't prioritize our friendship at this time. The emotional intensity you've expressed is both overwhelming and intimidating, and I can't and won't support it. I've given you an honest explanation, and I ask that you please respect my personal boundaries. Our time together has been enjoyable, but I can't offer what you're looking for, dude. I wish you the best.
And then the nice guy never responded again because the girl had rejected him in such a way that there was absolutely nothing he could say in response to,
"I'm so devastated, there's nothing I can do."
Ah, fuck.
It's not even freedom to change mind, it's selfish. I had one bad day where I was a little depressed and that intimidated you. Missed call. Your action may have been misleading? Is this some cruel home or test? Things work so well. I meant joke. So cruel. The on them needed some love and compassion, and you just basically tell me to go fuck myself. If you were having a hard one, I'd be there for you and try to be lawful. You ever think, well, whatever you're going through, I could help, perhaps? And that's not an explanation in the slightest. That's a cop-out Rick move. And the dick move. You didn't even have the balls to call me, like I said. Missed call. Sick of being the nice, genuine guy. I can be the greatest peach there is, but everyone fucking hates peaches.
Yeah, they're the pits. Look, this is too much. Please stop messaging me or I'll block you.
Fuck you, Tiffany.
It's probably Tiffany.
I deserve better. I ran down to your work and dropped off your gift that you gave me. I hope you really like somebody and they just shut you out and stop talking to you, so you see how it feels. Love you so much, but at the same time, you're an asshole.
Get her undressed, give her a bath. Tuck her into bed and sleep on the couch.
The next morning, she'll see me as boyfriend material. Or so I hope. Or just make sure she pukes and gets to bed, you weirdo.
Don't do this terrible thing. Do not undress her. Do not give anyone a drunk bath. What?
This isn't even acceptable if she was your wife.
Get her in bed, give her a bath, tuck her in the...
Translation?
Molest her, molest her. Molest her, sleep on a couch,
then hope the next morning she thinks of you as a boyfriend.
Get her undressed, give her a bath, hold her down till the bubbles stop.
Taking a shot with your tall friends. Oh, look at her, she's underneath. Oh, they're all up top.
Typical jocks. Treating the lady like crap and even laughing at her afterwards. Why can't women give a chance to gentlemen like me? I would treat her like a king.
Hey, have fun with your fucking man whore that's a complete douchebag and wants nothing from you but your fucking vagina. But I guess that's all you want now. You gave up something far better than that fuck who isn't going anywhere in his life. You both mean absolutely nothing to me. That is why I sent you this message. To make sure that you know that you mean absolutely... Never mind, it's stupid. Your boyfriend's a man whore. I say man whore now. Because I've moved on.
We can always exchange nudes.
I don't need your nudes. I have Drake Bell's. And not sending a nude because of self-respect is kind of stupid. If a guy asks for a nude, it should be taken as a compliment.
And I have the internet too. Yet here I am. I could be looking at Jennifer Lawrence.
But I've asked you.
Oof.
You should feel special. Kids got game. But if you're gonna ask for nudes, you should probably, change your profile picture from you going to prom with a girl.
What are you doing?
About to leave for work, LOL. You?
I'm off today, thank God. How old are you again?
19, LOL.
Cool. How big your feet, LOL?
What?
You know the old saying, size of your feet tells size of something else, LOL.
Okay. I'm a size 11, though.
LOL. Nice. Is it true? Are you big other places as well?
I'm really not interested if this is where the convo's going.
Just was one question. I can see if I said pics and stuff, that's rude. But fine. Bye if you felt I was rude. I'm far from that type person.
Oh God, you're a nice guy.
Oh God, he's a nice gay. It's a new breed. The virus has mutated.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry I said what I said. I wanted to ask if you would want to give me a chance and go to a movie or something. I don't think so. Why not? Give me one good reason.
The only time we talked, you called me a cunt and told me to kill myself.
And I said I was sorry. Come on, just give me one chance.
No, I'm just not interested. Please stop messaging me.
Wow, you won't even give me one chance. You really are a cunt, you know what? I'm not sorry I tried to make things right. And you still won't give me a chance. You are worthless and will never find a nice guy like me. Once you realize what a cunt you were, you will be stuck with all the assholes, so fuck you and have a shitty life.
Okay, bye.
Come on, you cunt, just give him a chance.
Hey. Or not. Alright. Hey. Look, I just wanted to say that I thought you were beautiful as hell. Damn, okay, you're welcome, rude-ass women, I swear. Nah, don't work like that, LOL. Women need to learn some manners. Y'all pretty women think it's okay to not have some damn manners, cause y'all got looks. Nah, that shit dead and basic as fuck.
Leave me alone, LOL.
My fucking pleasure. God. I wasted all this time talking to this... like I even wanted to say hey to you. Hey? Yeah, right. More like, bye.
Start sending voice messages so that girls can't screenshot us. Very clever.
And that's true. I have no idea what this guy said. But using the power of this being the 8th episode, I can probably guess what he said.
Hey, girl. I'm turned on.
And why is that?
Because I saw you posted pictures of your beach trip on Facebook, and I started looking through them, and you went with all the other hot girls in our grade, and and oh my god, ooh, I'm so glad we're Facebook friends, ooh, and I'm running out of tissues, go,
Yeah, it was probably something like that. Hey, I saw you on Tinder, but we didn't match, so I found your Instagram. You're so beautiful, you don't need to wear all that makeup. I bet you get a lot of creepy DMs, but I'm not like all those other guys. Message me back, beautiful. By the way, what's your snap?
My dick looks like it got ran over by Alexi.
Answer your phone, brat.
Ha ha! You should totally call in sick and come hang out with me instead. Is that a yes or a no?
I can't.
That sucks, cutie. Maybe another time.
I'm just gonna say this now to get it out of the way. Just got out of a relationship and I'm not interested in jumping back into one right now. But I'm more than happy to be friends and I don't mind giving you rides to work.
That changes things. Whatever.
How so?
I don't think I can be friends with a girl that shuts me down for that bullshit excuse. I haven't done anything to deserve being shut down so fast, but as usual, I'm not even given a chance. Guess I just need to accept that nice, respectful guys finished last, and that will never change.
Well, bye then.
What do you mean, bye? You don't want to talk to me no more?
You said you can't be friends with me for shutting you down. What else am I supposed to say?
How about, sorry? Sorry for leading me on?
How was I leading you on? Giving you rides to work? I was honest and upfront with you, and that's not something I'll apologize for.
You gave me your number. I don't know
about you, but I don't give my number to people I'm not interested in.
Well, Ryan, we're happy to have you on the team. This here's my personal number. If you have any questions about the schedule or anything like that, you can just text me.
Oh. I don't like you that way,
I gave my number so you could let me know when you needed a ride to work. That's it.
Fuck it. Forget giving me rides to work. Just delete my number and don't talk to me more and more, please. We are done here.
Okie dokie.
Get over yourself. And word of advice, next time don't try to be flirty if you don't intend on people catching feelings for you. I don't know why I'm even tripping. You're kind of a bitch and cocky when you have no reason to be. Like I said, get over yourself soon, because no decent guy will want you if that's how you treat them. So good luck with that, hell of a fail.
If you weren't a girl, I would rip out your fucking entrails.
But I'm a gentleman gamer.
It's gonna take some time to see my dick. But if you look at my dick, it's definitely my dick. Over my shoulders.
I would treat her like a king. I would treat her like a king. I would treat her like a king. Like a kin. I would treat her like a kin. Like a kin. I would treat her 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 like a kin.
Like a Cuban. I would treat her like a Cuban. Like a Cuban sandwich.
Okay, the second example is just that. What not to do. When talking to your wife. Keep in mind, these two are married, okay? I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of context, even though you're going to hear the same context from the individual. All the links will be in the description below from the people who, you know, this came from or this originated from. the person's voice that you're going to be hearing, his name is Moist Critical. Charlie, something, Penguin Zero. Is it raining? Okay. Anyway, what you should understand is that this man is nothing more than a goober, and I don't even mean the SpongeBob version of a goober, but this man is an absolute fucking lunatic. Okay. So, in a nutshell, his child, okay, how do I say this? You guys are going to think that I'm joking, but his child was being breastfed by the child's mom, okay? And the father, while the child's mom was texting the father, oh my god. So the child's father got really upset because the child's mom was breastfeeding the child. And he's mad at the mom. I'm really not sure whether or not he's mad at the child, but he's mad at the mom for breastfeeding her child. Now, some of you are asking, why is he mad at the mom for breastfeeding her child? Is it a health concern? You know? No, it's not. Do you want to know why he's mad? In the next segment that you're about to hear, he's mad because it was another man, and that's how he refers to his infant child, as a, quote, another man who was sucking her nipple, is nothing sacred. And I'm not joking. I wish that I was joking so that I could maybe be like, ha ha ha, you just got shenanigated, you know, hoo hoo, I just pulled the wool over your head or whatever. But the reason that I wanted to do this episode was so that we could expose the lunacy of the absolute These people can't be real, am I right? But I just showed you like 45 examples of people who actually are real, who claim to be, quote, nice guys, when in fact they're not nice guys at all. Because if they were nice guys, here's how most of their conversations would have went. You know, it would have went something like this. Hey, beautiful, how are you today? And then, you know, she would have been like, yeah, I'm fine, just getting some laundry done or whatever. And then usually it's by the third or fourth message that the supposed nice guy is saying something that's fucking disgusting, like, haha, can I get your Snapchat? And can you send me those booby pics that I was promised? And then she would say something like, oh no, there's no booby pics, and you can't get my Snapchat if that's what you're asking for, and I'm married, and then he just goes off the rails right there. Like, the supposed nice guy, he's just like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you were such a dumb bitch, such a fucking cunt. I didn't know that you were, you know, like, don't do that, okay? If anything, here's how the conversation should have went by message 3 and message 4. Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry for asking, but you're pretty, and I thought that maybe we could go get to know each other a little bit better, you know, like have some semblance of communication skills or something of that nature. You know, maybe you want to talk about her major, maybe you want to talk about her acting career, maybe you want to give her something in like a gift of some sort. A bouquet of flowers, maybe some heart-shaped chocolates, and even if she rejects you, to keep this in mind, boys, okay, not men, boys, even if she rejects you, you still want to let her know that her options are available should the time come that, you know, her current situation isn't necessarily working out. You have to be mature about it. Not the minute that you get dumped or rejected. No thanks, I'm doing things tonight. You know, I'm out with a friend or whatever. You know, whatever excuse that she may or may not have, you don't need me to tell you this, but don't get upset with her. You know, otherwise you're just going to burn a bridge that, you know, don't say, oh man, you wouldn't sleep with me if I was the last man on earth. But you would sleep with some jock football player. You know, don't do it. It's as simple as that. Anyway, the next man that we will be looking at is an absolute goober, because he thinks that his wife is... he thinks that his wife is getting sexual pleasure out of... out of their son, her son, sucking on this woman's nipple. Oh my God. Anyway, I'll let Charlie take it away from here, and it's an absolute, he's a goober. Let's just put it that way. The worst part is he said that he was going to file for divorce and that he was going to get full custody, or 50-50 custody, rather, of their children. I don't even think that he's going to get one day with these children by the way that he's acting in these text messages. I'll let Charlie take it away, though. Thank you all so much for listening to the Gut Wrench Podcast, and after Charlie's done, this episode is kafunkle. And I will try to bring you more wrestling content next week.
These are without a doubt the craziest text messages I've ever covered, and I know that might be hard for some of you to believe considering all of the wackos we've gone over, but trust me, this takes the cake of lunacy. They are so outrageous that I at one point threw my hands in the air and said, enough is enough, fiddlesticks, this is fake. It has to be fake. It's too ridiculous. So I did a little bit of digging, and it seemed other people also thought that they might be fake. So after going through the evidence they compiled, it turns out that this is most likely real. The person that these posts seem to originate from actually did show up apparently in some court documents confirming a divorce. So from what I can tell here, it does seem like these are real and the story here is legitimate, which is so fucking sad. And the man in these messages needs to be confined to Arkham Asylum ASAP. Dude needs his own personal padded cell, and you're about to see why. All of this hoopla starts because a mother breastfed her child. The husband says, "You've been breastfeeding? You know how I fucking feel about that." She replies, "What time are you coming back?" He says, "I don't know if I am." She says, "Why, are you mad at me?" "Yes." "What did I do? It's just the breastfeeding?" "That. The feelings it gives me and how I finally understand that you truly don't respect me." And she says, "I do respect you. I just thought we could compromise about the breastfeeding. Talk about it. If you don't like seeing it, maybe I can just do it in a different room." Weirdo's mad because the mother of his child is breastfeeding that child. Is there a worse possible reason on this planet for anger? I can't think of a single reason any sane human being would be upset about something like that. Unless it's like some kind of crazy situation like, "Hey honey, I just got some phone calls from some concerned parents. Apparently you tried to breastfeed our son Jerichimo at the football game. He's 15 years old. Maybe it's about time we wean him off of that. We're scaring the other parents here." But this, they're talking about a newborn baby. She's still in the hospital with the newborn. He continues, "Well, we didn't talk about it. You just did it. And it's not about seeing it. I know it's happening. I'm done." "Done? Let me know when you're being discharged and I'll be there." "Like, you're divorcing me? You go behind my back and do something I've stressed about not doing. That's no different than lying and shows how little you respect me. I wasn't meaning to disrespect you, I just wanted to give Wilder breast milk since he was born early, and I know it's the best thing for him with the antibodies and other stuff he'll get from it." The only thing wilder than that name is the husband's brain-rotted brain. Absolute delusion here to be making a huge stink about her breastfeeding a newborn. So, the name Wilder, and you're about to see they actually have another child named Hunter, spelled with a Y. Those two names really set off my bullshit alarms. Like, it was really giving me the heebie-jeebies of, this is fucking fish paste, this is baloney. But again, from what I've seen with what people have found, because the original poster and everything, people did a lot of super sleuthing, from what's been put out there, it does seem like it's legitimate. He continues his rampage, saying he's not a preemie, he was born at full term, it's still unneeded, he's still bigger than I was when I was born, and you could have always asked the nurses for a pump. It's a proven scientific fact that breast milk is no better than modern formula. He's wrong about that, by the way. Modern formula is fine for women that don't want to breastfeed or can't. I decided to fact check that claim, do a little research on it. Turns out it's not a scientific fact. You know what is a scientific fact, though? That this man is clinically insane. So keep in mind, I am not a breast milk scientist. I'm not a connoisseur of boob juice, I'm not the lactation lord, but from the bits and pieces I read about breast milk versus formula, it seems that breast milk is still the most recommended way of getting nutrients to your baby, if possible. She says, "I know, but the benefits of the breast milk still outweigh the formula. Latching helps drop the milk better than the pumps." He says, "Yeah, the benefits to where I'll never be able to look at you the same way again." She's confused, as everyone listening and reading this is right now, scratching their head, wondering what the fuck is wrong with this weirdo. She says, "What do you mean? You think I'm a bad mom for breastfeeding?" And he says, "I think you're a bad wife. I think you don't respect me. I think you took a joy away from me. I think a lot of things." "Took a joy from you? I don't understand what you mean. Formula can still be used." And this is where he drops the bombshell. He reveals where all of this anger and hostility comes from. "I enjoy your boobs. Now they've been in another man's mouth. I now no longer enjoy your boobs." He goes Neanderthal mode. "Boob sucked by baby? Boob no good to me now. No want tit no more." His own child he views as competition because his newborn son suckled his mother's bosom for milk. The most natural thing throughout human history. And somehow this psychopath thinks that his newborn has now tainted his wife's boobs and he can no longer enjoy them, saying that they were in another man's mouth. Wait until he finds out where that baby came from, because that baby came out of his wife's vagina. Well, actually, I guess that's not true. I bet there is a non-zero chance that this unhinged maniac forced his wife to get a C-section, so that way her vagina wasn't ruined by another man. I bet there's actually a really high likelihood that that's exactly what happened. And that's scary. This dude is so fucking red-pilled, he won't even let his own newborn son touch his wife's body. I bet he also wouldn't even let his wife change their son's diapers, because he views them as competition. He'd bust into the room, "I know what you did, bitch! You looked at another man's wiener when you changed Wilder's diaper, didn't you?" And just starts profusely crying, probably calls her like a cheater or something if she changes their son's diapers. This guy is so mentally unwell, I was stunned. Like I said, I couldn't believe this was real. She tries to talk sensibly to him. Just Wilder's, not another man. Their baby, their actual baby, Goo Goo Gaga infant, is who we're talking about here, not a man. He views an actual, like, 2-day-old as a man? What the fuck? But anyway, he says, "He's a male, and your son. That makes it incestuous in my eyes." And she says, "It's not like that at all." And then he goes, "I'm not saying anything I haven't told you before." So this man was probably riddled with red flags for a long time in this relationship, and now he is just breaking, just melting down. That's definitely one of the most unhinged things I've probably ever seen anyone try and say, that breastfeeding your own child is incestuous. There are so many things wrong with that. I don't even know where to begin. It is so shockingly stupid. This guy needs to be put away. He needs to be institutionalized. ASAP. Dude must think that all the days pre-baby formula, so, you know, the thousands of years BF before formula, it was all just incest with people breastfeeding their newborns. This guy is so dangerously disconnected from reality, it is scary. He is a loose cannon on the edge that is snapping. I'm going to spoil a little bit here and just let you know, he divorces his wife over her breastfeeding their child. Can just let that marinate for a second, sit and stew in it. That is insane. That is crazy. Let me pose a question to this individual. I blanked out his name, but I really want to call him by name. But I'd love to pose a question to him. Does he realize how fucking degenerate this is and how much of a pervert you must be to view a newborn baby as a man that is a competition to you? And it's not even like a random baby either. Not like that would make it excusable. Like, anyone who would go out there and view a baby as competition because they're getting breastfed is very fucked in the head. But this is another level of fucked because it's his own child. He fucking blew that load into the world. This is his DNA in there. And he immediately views it as some kind of like sexual competition with his own kid. That's so weird. He is a menace. He is a menace. She leaves out some of the conversation here. I imagine it got way too personal with some of the information that was conveyed. But it starts here saying, "I wasn't playing." She says, "I know. You are a bitch for making matters worse. I'm sorry you feel that way towards me. I doubt they're gonna let me bring y'all home, so good luck finding out or figuring out a way to make that happen. I just felt it would be okay to breastfeed Wilder, and we could compromise a situation where you don't have to be in the room. You don't get it. I told you that with Hunter. Huntier." The way Hunter is spelled is so peculiar. Again, that's what really, like, made me put on my fedora and do a Reddit deep dive on where this picture came from, who posted it, and if it was real, because these two names really just make it seem like it's like rage bait or some kind of joke. But again, like, there is quite a bit of evidence that points to it being legitimate. He continues, "That was a compromise you made then, and I still feel the same way about it. After you heal and get on your feet and are able to afford your own place, move out. Until then, no matter how long it takes, the bedroom is all yours. I'll set up an air mattress in Wilder's room tomorrow." Letting this fungus anywhere near their child seems like a recipe for disaster. He already views Wilder, his newborn son, as competition. Him staying in the same room as Wilder, I think, is just a terrible, terrible idea. Because it really does seem like he thinks that his wife has cheated on him now by breastfeeding their son. Like, he's calling her, like, you know, disrespectful, doesn't have any respect for him and what he wishes because he told her not to breastfeed because now he can't enjoy her boobs anymore. It's all just ruined. It's all kaput. All because Wilder was breastfed by her. So I really think having him anywhere near these kids is a bad idea. Fuck you, we're done. I'm going to talk to a lawyer about 50-50 custody because no matter how much I hate you, I would never keep the boys from you. You can stay at the house for as ever long as you need. I'll sleep in Wilder's room. I'm gonna pause right there. You absolute goober. You goofball. You really think that you would get 100% of custody here? He's like, okay, since I'm such a benevolent saint, I will grant you 50-50 custody of our kids. Even though I hate you, you can see them sometimes, you disrespectful harlot. Brother, I'm gonna give you the truth here. Brace for the cold water. Here it comes. If anyone, especially a lawyer, saw these text messages as well as the threats that the hospital was made aware of, you would never be around these kids. Rightfully so. It's unsafe to have them around you. You are deranged. You are absolutely fucking filthy. So I don't know why he thinks he would get 50-50 custody, like that'd be his call to make. He replies to something she said that isn't in these screenshots. She said, they made a report because of what happened the first night I stayed in the hospital. I'm guessing he exploded then too about something. And he replies saying, not what they said. They didn't know anything about last week. They said because you told them this morning you didn't feel safe with me in the room and wanted me to leave. And she says, I just didn't want to fight over me breastfeeding. Fuck you. I told you when we fought over it with Hunter, I would leave you if you did it. This has been like his worst nightmare, having a child that gets breastfed. This has to be, with no exaggeration, the most insecure man on the planet. Bar none. No one else would even come close. He is so insecure that he worries that his own flesh and blood is a threat to him because they get breastfed by his wife. Wow. So again, this is so over the top that I questioned its authenticity. And as sad as it is, it seems like it's real. And he, from what I can see, was the one to start pushing forward like the divorce. Like, that's the best thing for the mother and her children, 100%. And I'm sure she'll realize that down the line. It's probably very difficult right now. But man, this guy is bad news. What a terrible piece of shit. I just had to talk about these. I was blown away by what I was reading going through this. I just had to share it. That's really about it. Awful situation. I'm wishing the best for the mother and the kids here. And the best thing that can happen with this guy is he gets put in a straitjacket and goes somewhere far, far away. Because I don't know how you even fix that perspective. This guy is so lost in the sauce, there is no getting him back. There's just, it's insalvageable. So yeah, that's really about it. See ya.